Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set, Cox and Lock? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Class, thank you for being with us today. We have Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren with us. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I'll start the show. Dad will join in about half an hour.
Yeah, that sounds great. So we have 1 hour of medicine today. Second hour will be just me, 5 minute university. Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, you know, one of the things that we probably should talk about is the emergency room and the family. Many times, family comes to the emergency room with the one who's going to be treated, the patient. And are there things that the family tends to do that it sure would be great if they did not do? And then conversely, what about what the family should do that maybe they don't always do? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so the first and the foremost is going to be the family should not play doctor, period. Very frequently, and this is what happens, is that I have an overzealous family member who is very well-meaning, and I understand there are some doctors that are not good or, you know, they're not thorough or basically just don't care. You know, it happens. Every profession has its good and bad and ugly, and especially ugly. And I've seen plenty, especially in the emergency room. So you have to be proactive. At the same time, don't play doctor. And, you know, if you can, I don't play doctor when I go to emergency room. I went to emergency room with my wife, and, you know, I had some, you know, questions, some thoughts, but I, you know, I didn't bark orders. I mean, that wasn't, I didn't even tell them I was a doctor. I mean, I was just, you know, it was basically just, hey, let's check for the belly, maybe appendix, boom. You know, hey, it wasn't great, you know. But anyhow, the idea is don't, you know, some people are very intrusive and they want to tell the doctor what to do. Listen, answer questions. And if you, at the end of the interview, feel that the doctor did not get the story, ask the doctor what it is that they thought they figured out and what they want to do. And just make sure you have a very clear communication about everything, about the process, about the timing. Is it a quick visit, more or less? Well, there's no such thing as a quick visit, but some are faster than others. Is it going to entail tests? Yeah, imaging, specialists, is there mostly, is there likely a transfer or not? These are all things, or discharge or admission, and then at what point do we make that decision? In other words, you have to be informed. You have to stay in charge and in control of your situation, because this is your body and your loved one's body in there. And there, this is where the golden center comes in. People who are overly pushy is, in other words, and just literally the helicopter parents, so to speak, and the like. It's a very nice thought, but when I'm trying to do a procedure to save your son's or your daughter's life, and you're in my face, and you're literally, and you're telling me how to do my job, and you don't know what my job is, you know, just literally, this is what I call security. You know, like, with all due respect, I need to do my work. Have a good day, you know? We'll call you in when we're able to give you some time. But, you know, again, emergency room is a bit of a, it's a tough situation. When it's time to act, it's time to act. When you have no airway, a breathing circulation, or there's a disability in the play in the process, neurological stroke or heart attack or something, or a limb loss, or amputation, or, I mean, you don't have time to wait. You need to act. So when the doctor says, if a doctor says, you know, like, hey, this is an emergency, and he explains or she explains why or what it is, and you understand clearly, and again, make sure you understand clearly. You know, you do have a couple of seconds to it's usually, typically, even up to several minutes to make sure that you get the full story. And once you get the full story, then you can make a decision whether you agree or disagree. But more often, if the doctor or the professional is concerned, then you should listen why. Another thing that people do is they are too timid. This is the opposite part of the spectrum, because frequently I have people, you know, patients, clients in my emergency room who have seen my colleagues and other folks, you know, nice meaning, good meaning people, but when the shift gets busy, you don't have time to go into depth and detail. And sometimes when if you don't ask, nobody tells you. There's no answer. And so what happens is that, you know, people don't express their concerns or they're feeling worse and the doctor is in a rush or everything is just taking forever. So it's like, you know what, I'm just going to get out of here. Things get worse. Boom, that appendix ruptures, that chest pain gets worse and ends up with a coronary or so on and so forth. This is one of those absolutely essential situations where you have to be in the middle of the road. Curious, yeah, this is your body, this is your loved one's body, this is a present. Ask questions, but let people do their job. That's one. Another thing is a very famous question about underwear when you go to the doctor and, to have a clean underwear. Absolute nonsense, because if it's an absolute trauma or if there's a situation that everything has to come off, including underwear, that whatever you're wearing stands no chance within about 3 seconds. So don't worry about what kind of underwear or no underwear you're wearing. That's advice number two. And I think, last but not least, I'm just going to get into a heavier topic right now, but it needs to be discussed, and that's advanced directives and who and how they make decisions. And the best thing is to have a paper directive written down with whether the person wants to do not resuscitate, do not intubate, in other words, full code, in other words, do everything, or limit on this, or no tube feeds, or so on and so forth. Because what happens is even the young, healthy people get into situations and binds where literally an accident or crisis of some sort, and you go from being young and healthy and capable to being, on support. And how much support are you willing to have? You know, are you willing to allow? And this is where everyone has to be on the same page. This is where I have, I am absolutely very clear in terms of my own health. And, I'm a young, healthy, almost 50-year-old guy, and I plan to live for another 100 years. Dr. Shili, according to Dr. Shili, we can extend our lifetime through the use of optimizing lifestyle and then extending telomeres to, hey, 150, 160, why not? I want to do it, you know? He's on his way. But anyhow, I digress. The idea is be proactive. This is the key. And when you don't understand something, ask. If you don't have a clear enough explanation, ask that somebody else explain, or in a different way. It's not about your records, your care. This is about you. It's not about the doctor. It's not about the provider. But at the same time, don't be a pushover, and don't be a bully. In other words, we have to understand that things come in. For example, in the middle of nowhere, I could be talking to a person in the emergency room about their what I'm ordering and just why and explaining everything, and then a code comes in, and off I go running, to that next situation until I stabilize there, and then I can come back and finish what I started, hopefully, before the next interruption, although not likely. But anyhow, that's just life in the ear. Vincent, I know I've been monopolizing the talk and time, but I did want to cover a certain breadth of topics. It's not everything, but please ask anything that's on your mind.
Yeah, so when you are looking at a patient and you've just seen this emergency situation in the emergency room for the first second, would it be helpful if the family were able to tell you certain issues that the patient has that, let's say the patient is unable to convey them to you? Do you need to know, you know, in order of importance, would it be important for you to know that the patient has cancer or hemophilia or has suffered three heart attacks this week, those kinds of things?
Absolutely, absolutely. The best thing you can do is be prepared. People bring all of their pill bottles. That's helpful. That's the next best thing. It's best if you have a paper or computer record that is always available. What are your medications? Who are your doctors? What is your, in other words, what is your medical history? And, you know, emergency contacts. Make sure you have a copy. Make sure you always have a copy of advanced directives, which is what we talked about, do not resuscitate, do not intubate. Medical industry is notorious. And I've done this myself a number of times, despite my best judgment, you know, literally, because I had no choice. When a person comes in without advanced directives and nobody's there to speak for them, or if the family is all over or confused or fighting over things or not able to make a decision on the spot, and it's a traumatic, terrible thing to do. That's why you want to make decisions previously. That's why you want to talk about it, have it written down, have a clear direction of who is the primary decision maker, how to reach them, if not make it simple, make it easy, make it so that your wishes are respected, bottom line. But yeah, I digress, please. Vincent, I'm sure there's many things we want to talk about on this and others.
So do you find that the family is typically more invasive than they should be, or are they? Do you find that you wish that they were more involved? Meaning, too much pressure from the family to tell you what to do. Does that happen more often, or would you, or do you normally see that they don't tell you enough?
More often, too much, and about 40% not enough. And this is basically, especially when the patient is not talking or communicating, and you turn to the people who are in the room, and there's five, six people, I'm not kidding you, and they're all looking at you like deer in headlights, and it's like, how old are they? And nobody's answering. Do you know who this is? This is family. This is my dad. It's like, okay, do you know how old your dad is? Again, brambling stare. I mean, that happens more often than not, and I guess. You know, people get frozen, and, you know, it's. I've been in situations where, you know, just extreme adrenaline rush where you know, life and death, even though, again, my perception of life and death as an emergency room doc is different than other people's. Again, I've seen this for 21 years. So my idea of emergency is not the same as someone who has basically looking at a loved one going through a terrible, sudden thing. So, but at the same time, the person and the family, this is what it's about them. It's not about the doctor. Period.
When we come back, can you share with us the answer to, do nurses ever conflict with doctor's orders and vice versa? And what happens? And who wins?
Nobody wins, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shilly-Sorens with us. And if you'd like to call the office for an appointment at the clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the same number I call for an appointment with Dr. Sergey or Dr. Norm, Julie. And you can do the same thing. And if you'd like, you can go to the website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. That's the way I remember it. And it'll take you to the website, and that's where you can order your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same ones that I use. And, class, what I do, Mrs. Finelli isn't too crazy about this, but what I do is I have supplements in a basket in the kitchen on the counter. And the reason I do that is so I absolutely positively avoid missing taking my supplements out of sight, out of mind. And I don't like that, and I don't want to miss it. So I'd like to stay as healthy as possible. I'd like to pay as much taxes as possible. And what I mean by that is I'd like to live as long as possible. And so that's what I do. And you can do the same thing. Okay. So out of sight, out of mind is not good in my world. And so I have them in multiple places. I have them in the kitchen, and I have them right here in the studio. So there's no question about, you know, missing a dose. Any thoughts on that before we get into doctors versus nurses in
absolutely. 100%. If it's not organized, consider it's not happening, period. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I was at your kitchen table, and there's supplements right there. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There is actually, if I, you know, Vincent, if I don't prepare for the week or for the month ahead, I'm going to basically be in the place where I just don't have time. And that's terrible because then I don't have time to take care of myself. Then my energy level goes down. My, all the, you know, these essential nutrients that I need for my body, mind to work. And then I start to deteriorate. And then if I let that go further and then keep forgetting to take care of myself, then, well, it's a downward cycle and boom, bad consequence, crisis. So I don't want that. So I, what I want is to, is the opposite. And the best thing is continuous, keep in order. Your mind, your body, your spirit. You know, stay organized, stay clear, stay clean, and that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. So doctors and nurses in the emergency room settings, are there ever conflicts where the doctor says, do one thing, and the nurse says, no. Don't do that.
Oh, God. Absolutely. And it goes every which way. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've been in my more than fair share of conflicts. And literally it can be anything from a doctor yelling at a nurse or at nurses, you know, because of the ego and otherwise issues or their stress levels and inability to control themselves. And that's just an absolute arrogance. I've had physician who, in one of my previous jobs, back in New York, basically come down to the emergency room, get the belligerent while still having alcohol in his breath. And, he would basically throw chairs around, curse at people and do all kinds of stuff. And then he would sober up, send a note of "I'm sorry," and shake hands with his buddy that he, you know, who's the CEO and also a golf companion, and you know, and life would continue until the next week. So, so there's that, those situations, and there was a funny story on how on what took place to take care of that gentleman. But anyway, just to say I was partially involved is, you know. You know, there's certain things that we, you know, I don't tolerate. So let's put it that way. It cost a bit, but it was worth it. The other concept is nurses who don't follow through and don't take care of people. For example, you know, it's just I've worked with several people where it's a critical crisis situation, and I'm asking for directions or saying. Please do this right now, and I'm getting, and the response is substandard, if any, and it's life and death situation. And this is the warm body that is supposed to be doing the work, and the person is either dying or in a bad place. That is when I raise my voice. We'll get back. But frequently, it's more so nursing yelling at the doctors, generally.
Wow.
They get their way. The nurses are the, you have to realize one thing. In the emergency room, the nurse is the ruler. That's it.
We'll be right
Stop
back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. The 127th running of the Boston Marathon takes place today as Patriots Day has arrived. Nearly 30,000 runners from over 100 countries are expected to be on the course. It comes 10 years after the deadly Boston Marathon bombing claimed the lives of 3 people and injured many others as bombs exploded near the finish line. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a field hearing on the issue of crime in New York City this morning.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew had this to say on Fox News Live.
I might be a simple country dentist, but I'm telling you the truth. This guy has literally reduced over half of all the penalties that have come through the courts to a misdemeanor.
Democrats are saying the hearing is being used as a way to distract the public from Manhattan DA Bragg's charges against former President Trump over the, quote, hush money payment scandal. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Black. Black. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sergey Shuley Sorens with us, and we're talking about the emergency room. And I believe that you said something like, I'm paraphrasing, that nurses rule in the emergency room. Is that because they have more contact time with the patient? Is that what that's
absolutely
about?
Absolutely. They see the real story. So I, you know, as an emergency room doc, you know, let's say I still, right now I have one contract that I've retained. I used to be at six places, literally six different contracts, I used to work over 100 hours a week, and you know, in addition to trying to run my practice, and it was crazy. It was literally killing me, physically, mentally, emotionally. And then I said to myself, I'm a holistic wellness person now. Well, you know, I need to think about myself as well. And so I changed my, and so I got better. Not perfect, better. But one thing that I've learned about this whole situation is I've learned a lot from my mom. My mom is a nurse of over 40 years. She was a nurse back in Russia. She was a nurse here. And she gave me the most golden piece of advice. If you want to survive, if you want to do good, if you want to get through this and have a good day, great day, or as good as possible, get to know the nurses, be friends with the nurses, respect them, listen to them, and honor what they say. Because they have experience, number one. They feel the energy of things. And in general, not saying every nurse, you know, like I said, there's times when I have to raise my voice as well when things are not done properly or it's other issues. But, or administratively, I mean, I've been a medical director several places. But, you know, generally the nurses is the heart of the care. They know about the person, they care about the person, they're there for the right reason. Again, generally, I'm just going to say not every experience, but mostly. And if a physician is wise and wants to be in tune and to be aware of what's happening in the emergency room and have good, better outcomes and better flow and better care and just better energy of the whole thing, the 12 to 20 or 24 hours can be a very long time and to be in a hostile environment for everyone. So the nicer you can clean up, the better you can do in all these things, especially communications with the key members, nursing, support. That'll make a world of difference. That's basically that. By the way, Vincent, I do want to say Dad is sitting here patiently with me, and Dr. Norm C. Shealy himself, and he can jump in at any given point if you like. But we're certainly welcome to continue our conversation as well. He's enjoying the talk. Yeah.
Welcome, Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hello.
Welcome, Dr. Shealy. It's great to hear your voice.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I had a question for you. So Mrs. Finelli had a splinter in her thumb. Really simple. This is just kind of a thing that we wanted to take care of before it became infected. So she was out working on the farm, got the splinter in her thumb. And I have this dental pick. I sterilize it before using it and try to get the splinter out. And I had a lot of trouble getting it out. It was straight in. So it wasn't on an angle. It was straight into the skin of the thumb, and it was pretty deep. And I tried to dig it out, and I used a 10X eye loop to see it. And I was unsuccessful getting it out the first time, but I opened up the point of entry a little bit. And what I thought we'd try is obviously using hydrogen peroxide to sterilize the area, and then put a Band-Aid on it with a drop or two of castor oil. And my thought was, I didn't want the splinter to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, and we'd get it the next day, work on it again. And so next day I was working on it, but I still couldn't get it out. So we did the same thing again, a drop of castor oil, and put a Band-Aid on it. And then the third day I was able to get it out. And here's what happened. It seemed my logic was that the castor oil would prevent and keep lubricated this piece of wood splinter so that it would come out easier. And it did. What are your thoughts about that procedure? Was that something that we should continue doing in the future, or is there a better way?
Well, if it doesn't look infected, I would put a little bit of bacitracin ointment on it as well.
Okay, and bacitracin—that's a name I remember hearing in the 50s and 60s. Can you tell us what that is?
Right. Yes, it's over the counter, and it's an antibiotic, and it often works for relatively minor wounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if someone had that triple antibiotic ointment that comes in a tube, Would that be an equivalent, or are they different?
Oh, even better, yeah.
Okay, so those triple antibiotic ointments. Okay, and Dr. Shealy, is it my imagination, or do splinters seem to be in a forward trajectory to go deeper and deeper and deeper and ultimately become encapsulated by the body? Is that, does that happen? It seems like,
well,
that's what they do.
It can, yes, indeed.
Okay. And how would we know from looking visually if a splinter has been infected and maybe we need some additional help, like go to the doctor's office?
It's swollen and irritated, looking inflamed.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not doing the infection.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, the word triage comes up every once in a while in medical discussions. What is triage?
Well, it's looking at it from multiple angles. You know, instead of one vision, you look at different angles.
Okay, and so if there are multiple people who have multiple problems in, let's say, an emergency room setting, how is it determined who gets the care, you know, first, if there's a limited number of doctors and nurses and medicine? How is that determined?
Dr. Shealy is laughing. I'm actually, this is my life, my reality. This is why we have waits up to, you know, not at the current facility where I am. And by the way, I want to send a shout out to all the folks in the hospital and the community, and especially the emergency room at Iron County. So to all the nurses, to all my colleagues, to all the good people who are making a wonderful world of difference every moment of the day. Let's get back to the question. I do apologize, Vincent, and I may have lost a track of that train there for a sec, but what was the question there, please?
We're talking about triage. Yeah. Limited resources and more patients that need attention. And let's say some of them are on the verge of dying.
Yeah.
Some are halfway there. And then some are just bleeding profusely that they could be dying if you didn't take care of. Who gets the care first? Is it the senior who might expire momentarily? Is it the young guy that has his whole life ahead of him or her whole life, but it's bleeding all over the floor? How do you figure this out?
This is the classic ATLS scenario, advanced trauma life support. You go through these things and you basically you're asked to play God. You know, to me, I don't get to play God. In other words, I just choose not to because I'm not smart enough. You know, I'm a good vessel. I do my best to clean myself, my mind, and my being, and be the best. Have the best tools available, knowledge, training. Otherwise, it's not up to me. But the idea is that somebody is going to be dying likely, regardless of anything of whatever happens, and there's not enough. Resources for everything, then this is not your order of priority. You need to focus on what you need where you can still make a difference. If somebody is not critical and is not likely to be critical, to become critical, let's say, over the next hour or so, you can get them somehow, over to one of the supporting hospitals, maybe not even the main trauma hospital. Then you make those arrangements, and they just have to wait. And it could be an absolutely terrible, painful, horrible flesh wound or things of that nature. But if it's not airway, breathing, circulation, disability, then that takes precedence. Now, if you have two people with airway, for example, two people are not breathing. One is a small baby, small child, and the other is an older person. How do you decide? You know, my God, again, who gets to play God? But in general, I'm just going to say the idea is you do the best good under the worst of the circumstances, and then you just basically realize that it's not us who is doing the work. We're just the agents, and the vessel can only do so much. Well, hopefully, there's more than one vessel.
I was traveling towards Springfield, and all of a sudden it got really foggy and hazy, and it was just getting dark. And a car came straight toward us, crashed into a concrete structure in the middle of the road that was the support for the traffic light pole. And so this guy crashed into it. This was maybe 8 years ago. And his car caught on fire. It was a single car accident. He was trapped inside, unconscious, and smoke was filling the cabin. And so there were several people there, and somebody needed to take charge. So I thought that I guess I would do that. So I started barking out orders. You know, you stop the traffic from coming toward us. You stop the traffic from coming the other direction. You call 911 and get an ambulance out here. And then some other guys, I was trying to bash through the side window to get him out. Another guy had a knife to slice the seatbelt off the passenger once we broke the window out. And then a couple of really big guys, they were directed to pull him out of the car. And then there happened to be an off-duty nurse, and she took care of him. And I was telling everyone that, you know, pull him away from the burning vehicle because the gas tank was about ready to explode. So somebody has to take charge. Now, how is it recognized? In that, for some reason, people just assumed I was in charge. How does that work in the emergency room setting? Is there a pecking order, a hierarchy?
Yes, yes, and yes. Well, typically, the doctor is supposed to be the king of the jungle, so to speak, the pinnacle. That's where all the top questions go. Well, generally, that's not how that works. You know, the doctor knows doctor stuff, and frequently has to. If you come to a doctor with certain questions or responsibilities, they don't know what to do because that's not part of our training. And then it breaks down into respiratory support. It breaks down into nursing and the ancillary cleanup crew, engineering. IT support, and it's a very well-oiled machinery that has to come together because when any part of it breaks down or communications, it goes from uncontrolled chaos.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're very fortunate. We have two medical doctors with us. Dr. Norm Shuley and Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren, his son. And so here's a question that I'd love to hear the answer from Dr. Norm Shuley. And that is, Dr. Shuley, when you see a new patient, brand new, you've never seen him before or her before, and you get a chance to greet that patient. And I know that you greet your patients, you know, you come out to them rather than they go to you. What do you look for? What are your initial observations? What are you looking for to help you with the medical diagnosis that begins with the very second you first spot your brand new patient?
Well, I just think, what do they worry about? How experienced are they? So I do an overall assessment of the personality, looking at the face and seeing the body.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at the face, is it the eyes, the smile, the skin tone, the expression? Is it all of that?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell by the eyes?
Well, yeah, they are squinting, are normal. The eyebrows are contracted or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that indicate worry if the eyebrows are contracted?
Yes, stress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about jaundice? Can you get a feel for jaundice from the color of the whites of the eyes?
To some extent, yes. But it won't tell you absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How about the color of the skin? What do you look for? I mean, there are different colors. I mean, people are of different races. But aside from that, what does the color of the skin tell you within each race?
personality, you can see how relaxed they are, how happy they are.
Well, that's an interest. That's a really interesting observation, Dr. Shealy. So, does happiness generally equate to better health?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, someone who is happy on the outside is probably healthier on the inside?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed over time that people who smoke have wrinkles? It's like their skin folds more often and stays more permanently creased than someone who does not?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that your patients tell you the truth, or do they not necessarily want to tell you everything?
Well, they him and all.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And is there one thing that you'd like to really reinforce in your patients, you know, when you tell them certain topics? Is there something that, you know, you'd really like to say, now look, I'm not kidding, this is, I really mean this, here's what you need to do? Is there one of those key items?
The obvious thing is how stressed they are.
Mm-hmm.
Anxious or depressed, etc. Mm-hmm. You can tell just by 5 minutes for the patient.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, is this key in your outlook of or your view of patients because it relates to what happens next? What I'm saying is, if they're really, really stressed, beyond control, they may turn to substance abuse, they may turn to alcohol, they may start smoking, they may do all of the above and harm themselves even more. Is that where you're going with this?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's back to prevention. Don't let it happen. Don't become stressed so you don't overdo alcohol, so you don't do drugs, and so you don't start smoking and overeating and all the rest of it and kill yourself.
Always at the top of the list is detachment.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sergey, your thoughts, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Your thoughts about when you first see a patient, what are the observations that you look for to quickly determine the situation?
Well, within about 5 seconds, I can pretty much tell you who's going to stay and who's going to go.
Oh, boy.
That's
a terrible burden. And when you say go, you're talking momentarily, or are you talking, you know,
well,
months
both,
or years?
As well as if somebody is probably going to be discharged home or sent to the hospital or transferred to a high-level facility. Or somebody's going to live or die, probably. That's as well. That usually can get that sense within the first 5 to 60 seconds.
Wow. And when I see you guys, you're so calm. Wow.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
All right. So that concludes our medical broadcast for today. We'll do it again next Monday.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.